dishonor not your mothers. Now attest that those whom you called fathers did beget you. Be copy now to men of grosser blood, and teach them how to war. And you, good yeomen, whose limbs were made in England, show us here the metal of your pasture. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding, which I doubt not, for there is none of you so mean and base that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining before the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry, God for the audio, the only, and the experience!
Welcome back to the audio only Kojima experience. But this is not Death Stranding. This is motherfucking Police Nauts.
Yes, hello, I am back. It's been a long time, I know. I know you've all been waiting, well, at least Tyler has been waiting, for another episode of the awaited, the Police Nauts. So I'm just going to load up my file here. 4 hours, 44 minutes, Act 2. And I think we'll definitely have to read the summary screen here. So yeah, let's view summary screen. Let's find out what's been going on. So Act 2, Astronauts. Former Police Nort Jonathan searches for Kojo Former Police Nort Jonathan searches for Kenzo Hojo at the request of ex-wife Lorraine, now dead wife. Oh yeah, that's not actually in there. Jonathan and Ed visit the Tokugawa building, where they get into a heated argument with Tokugawa. Although it appears they have failed to obtain anything, Jonathan believes their actions will provoke a response. That was what the whole last 12 episodes have been about, however it was. And now we're outside a big blue house. It's blue. So I think this is Ed's house, if I remember rightly. And it's... Let's have a look. So yeah, it's very much... It looks like kind of like a San Francisco type house. Very American looking. You've got a little porch out the front, and it's all made out of wood with big sort of bay glass windows. Let's go inside. After you. And we're presented with a great big pair of legs. And it zooms up. Oh, hey, Dad. Hey, kiddo. You at gymnastics practice? This is my new uniform. Like it? A little revealing, isn't it? Blah, blah, blah. The material that counts. It's made from that new, all new compound fabric that is great absorbing sweat. I'm more interested in what's under the uniform. Oh, fucking hell, Jonathan. Jonathan, that's my baby girl. Who's this, Dad? A guest? Your dad's brought along an old friend today. Will we be having dinner? Sure, I usually make too much anyway, remember? Besides, we can always give him some of yours. Just do what you gotta do. I'm Anna, and you are? It's Anna Brown. Jonathan Ingram. Charmed. Jonathan? Yeah, Jonathan? Dad talks about you all the time. Mark, aren't you gonna go say hello to Uncle Jonathan? And Mark makes some weird noises and hides behind his sister.
Don't take it personally. He's got a mental disorder. It's kind of like autism. And he doesn't talk. All right, Anna. Why don't we get changed? I suppose this is a little heavy for 1G anyway. Oh, you have to take it off?
It's just telling her to get dressed. And Jonathan's perving on her. And that was very creepy. Yeah, that's it, Jonathan. Just go and perv on your best friend's daughter.
She's a nice kid.
Well, make yourself at home.
Someday, huh? Here, now I'm back in control. Yeah, you may have heard a little squeal back then. My newborn daughter's sleeping on my chest. Just so you let you know. Didn't think that was too strange. She may make some weird little noises. She sounds like a little cat. This is a picture of Mackerel. What a prize in a contest. It's really creepy. It looks like two graves and some people over it. He drew it on a Pinko 8. This is a printout of the file. It kind of looks like home, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a really weird picture. So let's keep looking around Ed's house. What's this? It's a picture of Ed's daughter, but it's like... I can see her lunch. oh, God. So it's like... She's obviously doing those, like, ribbon gymnastic things. She's wearing, like, a red suit. She's blue hair. She's got her chest poked out. And it's... Why would you have that on your wall? So all you can basically see is her legs. But you know when you get that weird thing where you can see, like, the underneath of their knickers? And you, yeah. I'm not going to go into too much detail on that. I'll leave it to your imagination. It's not the sort of picture I would have up on the wall of my daughter. she was in some zero-G gymnastics competition, according to Ed. And I'm going to stop looking at that picture. And, it's a picture of his wife. That's my wife. That's my wife, Catherine. She passed away 5 years ago. Oh, they were planning to have a nice long trip when he retired. This is a picture of... it's a picture of Jonathan and Ed when they were younger. I really miss those days. Everything felt so right. I've got this picture too. You made me a copy. Look at this stud. All right, Jonathan. What else we got here? I gave this to Anna for her birthday. It's an alias. Lorraine had one too. This is the in thing, apparently. I don't have a clue when it comes to this stuff. You get a lot of counterfeits floating around these days. Okay, that's interesting. So there's a special bag. Sort of thing. God, told Ed he's got a cheap suit on. So Anna's a nice kid. He's so proud of her. She must be popular with the boys, judging from that poster. Fuck's sake, Jonathan. Let's ask about Mark. Is Mark yours? No, he's not my biological. He's not my biological son. As you saw, he's white. Oh yeah, Jonathan. Ed's a black guy, by the way. I adopted Mark. Okay, let's keep asking about Mark. Mark lost his real parents in an incident when he was younger. Really? Okay, I'll ask about the incident. It was the same year. It was the same year Catherine died. This narc had it when Dodson started attacking his family. Oh, we're getting a weird flashback. Ed's got his gun out. When I got there, he'd already stabbed his wife to death. Then he was about to go for his son. Oh, there's Mark looking at his dead dad holding a knife. I shot the father to protect the boy. Right in front of him. Wow, this is a pretty graphic scene. I haven't used the gun since. Some cop, huh? Oh, Ed. Your moustache is great. You definitely deserve to be a cop with that moustache. So what about Mark's illness? The shock left Mark unable to speak. He watched both his parents die. I can't even imagine what it must have been like. Yeah, it must be terrible to watch both your parents die and then be adopted by the man who killed your dad. I don't think you could become autistic from psychological shock. You're technically speaking, it's not autism. It's just one way to think of it. They say it's a selective mute. Whenever he does try to speak, the words just won't come out. He can't even express himself verbally. That's why you get him to draw, huh? Mark spends his time either drawing or watching old movies. How are things between you? Not good. He doesn't seem to see me as a dad, because you shot his dad. Jesus Christ, Ed. No? He hates me. I can tell. Oh, we all hate you, Ed.
He'll open up sooner or later.
Oh, that's surprisingly nice of him. Nice of Jonathan. That's what I'd like to think, but Mark...
You can't reach something like that. You can't rush something like that. He just needs time. Do you, you know...
I love him.
Then all you have to do is wait.
That was surprisingly nice. of Jonathan. Apparently Ed's wife died of kidney stones. Which is kind of strange. Oh. Dad, Jonathan, dinner's ready. So Anna's finished getting dressed. And I'm going to go to dinner.
About time.
And we're all sitting around at the dinner table. Bon appetit. Cool. Let's have a chat with Anna. Let's look at her.
You're really cute, Anna. You look just like your mother.
Try telling my dad that.
The boys must talk to you all the time.
Don't encourage her. I don't want you giving her any ideas. Sorry, I'm trying to select talk. There we go. Oh, cool. As you talk to different people on the table, they will turn their heads to look in different directions. That's pretty cool.
Hey, Anna.
What is it?
The boys like you, Anna. Got yourself a special someone.
She better not. Dad. Funny you should mention that, Jonathan.
Oh no, don't even think.
Oh no, don't even think about it. She apparently used to work in the Astronauts Museum. She always does the cooking. She does 0G gymnastics and sports. Yeah, we know about that. Okay, finished talking to her. Let's have a chat with Mark.
You're quite the little artist, Mark. We should do some drawing together sometime. I like to draw. Maybe I could draw you something sometime.
I think Mark likes you, Jonathan. Normally he doesn't with strangers.
No?
I wonder why. It's probably your cigarette. Oh yeah, because Mark likes smoking.
My cigarette?
Mark has a thing for cigarettes. He's 8.
Yeah, you see people with them all the time in old movies. Alright, okay, so he likes old movies.
That's right.
That's right, I hear you're quite the movie buff.
He thinks they're really cool. I bet you're the first person he's seen with a real cigarette.
You got good taste, Mark. So I hear you always carry that tablet around.
And Mark says nothing, of course, because he's mute. So chat with Ed. So, you know, Ed thinks the whole situation stinks.
You got a wonderful family, Ed.
It's what keeps me going. I only wish Mark would.
I stop talking like that in front of him.
He will. How to proceed, eh? I'm going to ask him how to proceed with the investigation.
What's our next move?
We watch and wait for the next move.
Exactly what I can't stand. You ain't got a choice.
You ain't got a choice. You're not in OLA. Okay, I'm gonna gonna try and eat some of this food. This looks nice. Oh, Jonathan's scrunching his face up. He has it, he's just got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth as well. At the dinner table. This is disgusting. Oh god. So her food's awful. Have some more, Jonathan. Before it gets cold. Yeah, eat up. You're still a growing boy. Ed. Oh, phone rings. Oh, Anna just runs off. Brown residence. I'm sorry. May I ask who's calling? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. Just a minute. Dad, it's for you. Papa. It's a voice-only call. What a strange world. He says it's about the capsules. Capsules? There goes. We now flick to Jonathan and Ed on the phone. This is Ed Brown. Who is this? What does it matter? I have information for you. Listen carefully. Meet me at AMM and bring the detective with you. You're looking for Hojo Kenzo, am I right?
How do you know that?
What difference does it make? Are you coming or not?
Yeah, we'll be there.
I promise I'll make it worth it. I'll be waiting at Pioneer.
Pioneer?
You'll know when you get there. You can call me Nine Stars. See you soon, Police Norts. Ooh, the plot thickens. Someone's giving us some frivolous information. Hopefully it's not frivolous. Hopefully we'll get to move on. Something's moving.
We got an informant.
I figured, so where? AMM,
the Astromart's Memorial Museum.
AMM, that's where Anna used to work. Alright, let's go.
Wait, finish eating first.
You have to leave right now? Thanks, Anna. That was delicious.
But Jonathan?
Stick it in the fridge.
Fine, be that way.
I'm looking forward to more pictures, Mark. Let's go. There you go, let's make a quick exit before we have to meet any more Anna's terrible food. And also, she wasn't quite scantily clad.
Something about that voice was definitely familiar.
Whoever he is, the guy's definitely here.
Poor Anna. Trying to do it every day. It's an adventure, a horrible adventure.
Still beats your cooking. You planning on staying single? God, fucking hell, Jonathan.
Please, I've got enough problems as it is.
Poor Ed. God, Jonathan's such a dick.
Just like, ah, your daughter's cooking's terrible, but it's better than yours. And your wife's dead.
This is the Astronauts Memorial Museum.
Kind of crowded for something like this. Probably thought it would be safer, more visitors since it's the weekend too.
Can we trust him?
We'll never know, just standing here. Let's go to the meeting place. Okay, so yeah, there's lots of rocket ships in the background, and there's a big building with a US flag and a big star on it. And this is the museum. But also, my arms are getting very, very tired.
So I'm just going to see how this episode's turned out, really. Yeah, so this has been the audio-only experience. We've managed to perv on Ed's daughter, who has got some very long legs and a very exposed poster on the wall in her family home of her undercarriage. And Ed's also adopted a son who, because he killed his dad, which made shock the boy so much, it made him a mute. Man, stuff is messed up in this world. But yeah, still no closer to finding Kenzo Hojo. So maybe one day soon. Okay, guys, this has been the audio-only experience. I have been Bill, and I managed to get through a whole episode without bouncing any boobs. So I consider this a success. More from the craziness of Hideo Kojima another day. Okay? I've run out, guys.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.